We're with Mark Hudson, Shildon captain, after tonight's Durham Challenge Cup semi-final win against Consett. Mark, congratulations on the win tonight. Your thoughts about tonight's game?
Yeah, it was a hard-fought victory, to be fair. I think we started the game pretty well. First 15, 20 minutes, I think we were the team on the ascendant, and the goal took it out of us, to be fair. We looked deflated after that. They got the tails up. Luckily Ben's pulled us out with a great strike from the halfway line nearly. And then we've got in at half time 1-1, thought let's start again. And second half I thought we deserved the two goals, but we've obviously got another man sent off.
Yeah. So what's the gaffer saying to you at half time then?
Just to sharpen things up really, and the surface is not the best, so we've got to make the right decisions on the ball. Mix our game up really, because I think at times we were tending to just kick the ball forward into no man's land because of the pitch, but that's not really how we play. I know it's a bad pitch, but we've got to mix it up short and long. I thought we did that a little bit better second half. Not perfect, but a win's a win, and win the final.
So you had a big part to play in the two goals that took Shildon to the final. Can you tell us a little bit more about what you remember of the two goals?
Yeah, well, the second one's off the corner. Keith Finch was in my ear taking the corners. He says, put it on their keeper, because he's dropped a few and it'll be in his head. So I took a one from this side. He dropped it. We've got another corner on the other side, so I put it on him again. And Daz just came in and rocketed, wasn't it? Just underside the crossbar. And then the second one, all the boys have been saying I didn't mean it, but I can tell you I did. I told Ben Wood, who took the corner, I says, just I'll touch it to you. Their two men are going to come and probably kick you, because they want to get the ball forward. Lob it over the head. I did that. And I could have gone down for the penalty, really. I think it would have been a penalty. But I just seen him off his line and I just lobbed him.
Gary Forrest was saying it's one of the best crosses you've put in all season so far.
Gaz would, but that's me 18th of the season, so yeah. Hopefully I can get over that 20 mark, and we can progress in the league now. We're in the final, we'll put that to bed now, you know what I mean? That's in the next month or so, and we've got some interesting league games coming up, winnable games really. And at first, coming to the game, I thought we didn't have a game for 2 weeks. Mm. And that would have given Celtic Nation a bit of an advantage. Because yeah. If they two games in hand on us, we've got two games in hand on them, and then they would have played another two games, they could be possibly 12 points ahead of us, which would be difficult. But I think we've got Heber now on the Saturday, and let's push on for the season, really.
So, Celtic Nation have got a little bit of a lead at the moment, so you don't see that as too much of a thing to claw back at the moment, do you then? It's 6 points just now, but like you say, we've got two games in
hand. You don't really want it to get to 12 points, something like that, with 5 games in hand, because obviously then the pressure is on you. You've got to win all the games. It has been close up to now. I think the gap's only been 3 points, something like that. But they seem to be winning. They had a good win the other night, and we've got some really, really winnable games if we put our mind to it and don't slip up.
Yeah. Okay. And it's a month away, but we look forward to the final. It's against Spennymoor, of course. Played them in last season's semi-final, but it was a very depleted Shildon team that night. How do you see the final against Spennymoor this season?
Yeah, it'll be an interesting final. Spennymoor are still, obviously Spennymoor with a good side, you know what I mean? If you finish above them this season, you'll probably win the league. I went and watched them the other night. They rested a few and they still did well. It'll be an interesting game. It's our first cup final for a while. I think we've got to repair the manager and the fans, you know what I mean? They come every week. Manager's been here a long time and no silverware, I think. So we need to win it for him and for Phil and Stu, you know what I mean? All the supporters, it'll be a good day for them, but it'll be only a good day if we win. It's not nice being on the losing side in a final.